I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Hurricane Maria has separated people in Puerto Rico from their families everywhere, including in Connecticut. Here's one story of a woman's effort to bring food, water, and family connections to people outside of San Juan. Veronica Montalvo was born in Willimantic and has lived in Hartford, Middletown, Waterbury, and now San Juan. She moved there earlier this year, and she spent Hurricane Maria in her 300-year-old apartment building. She says the hours of howling winds were unbearable. The walls of her apartment were so wet, they looked like they were crying. Part of her ceiling caved in. And now the aftermath. Power is limited, communication is limited, food is limited, and so is Montalvo's patience. She says she got pata caliente, or hot foot. It's that feeling that she's got to get out and do something.
One day I just decided to take a trip down south to check on a relative, relatives that I have that are also from Connecticut that no one had heard from.
Her cell reception wasn't great when we spoke earlier this week, and getting a signal isn't easy. It's either on the roof of her building or on the side of the expressway. That's where she was when we spoke.
I packed my car up with things and as much water as I could buy and just food, really in case my family needed it. And the truth is, by the time I got to my family, I had already given everything away.
That's because she had gotten lost, so she had to stop and ask directions from people who hadn't had much to eat or drink. And that was the beginning.
I don't know, I took it upon myself to bring a bag of groceries to a friend, and then a friend and a family member, and then I realized that I could do more.
So she visited more grocery stores to buy food, water, and toiletries. Then she'd get in her car and drive as far as she safely could to help whomever she could. But that's not all. Using her cell phone, she also recorded short clips of the people she'd met. Each time she gets back to San Juan and a cell signal, she posts what she can online. It's people identifying themselves, saying where they live, and letting folks know they're okay.
My name is Janet Cruz de Campo Rico Canovana. Muchas gracias.
Nicole Marie Valga Jimenez.
Soy Pupi. Estamos todos bien, gracias a Dios.
Mi nombre es Denis Frey.
Mi nombre es Natalia Cruz Guadalupe. Vivo.
Gracias a todo el que está ayudando a Puerto Rico, porque Puerto Rico se levanta. Gracias a aquellos.
On one of her drives, Montalvo deliberately went looking for Millie Rodriguez. She's the aunt of her best friend, Carla.
Ahora, dile hola, Carla.
Oye, Carla.
Hola, Carla.
Millie happens to be an aunt of one of my best friends in Waterbury. And, she had asked me to try to find her. And I was really moved by her and her son, her strength, her spirit.
After the storm passed, Puerto Rico was under a nighttime curfew. That, too, tried Montalvo's patience and that of her neighbors in San Juan.
You're just in solitude. There's not a lot going on. You have no communication. You get a little stir crazy. So in San Juan, that was one of the plazas nearest my apartment. They scheduled like a 10-day 10-day curfew celebration, I guess you could call it. And they had this band come out, and basically we all celebrated. My heart is warm, and I'm prouder and prouder to be Puerto Rican. I'm watching people help each other from the very beginning, bring out towels, sweep out water. Everywhere you go, it's people, communities helping each other, neighborhoods helping each other. It's just a beautiful thing. I think it resonates with our community, the strength and the fortitude and the spirit.
Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.